have a Kit Kat. Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you again this morning. And on behalf of Bindu and myself, may I specifically or definitely say that we are thankful for your prayers. For those of you who know or don't know, Bindu's mum passed away last week, and we were really privileged that Wednesday last week, we were there at that time. Mum hadn't had water for at least 4 days or so, and we knew things were imminent. But the Lord guided us in the sense that we were there at the right time. And I spoke to her. I said Ba. Now, Ba means mother. Okay? So for those of you, you're learning Indian language now. So Ba, B-A, means mother. And I said Ba. I gave her my name. I'm proud, you know, I'm here, Pravin's here. And I said, your daughter is here. Because Bindu is soft in her voice. And I have a big mouth. So we have two different contrasts between us. She smiled. She gave me a little nod and a smile. And I thought, 3 minutes later, she was gone. I just felt like she was waiting for our daughter to be there. And I thought, what a privilege. What a privilege. Since then, we thank the Lord that he's kept us safe as we've been up and down London at least 5 times. We're off to London. We were in London yesterday for the cremation. That was a long day. Especially, the Lord was good because we are... Indian culture is such that it's mingled with religion. Whereas English culture, you can separate the two. Indian culture is very difficult and different. It mixes the two together, and it's very difficult to separate them apart. And they all know, the whole community knows we're Christians. The relatives all know that we belong to God. And even then, it was our job to be careful where we can take part in ceremonies and where we can't. But the Lord was good. He kept us safe all the way through. For the part that we had to play, was quite okay, comfortable to do what we did. And we still maintain the testimony of the Lord. So it was good in that sense. And then, obviously, today is what they call the departing of the soul. There are many ceremonies that I can explain to you, but this is not the time of the day to do so. But we go there, we will miss the ceremony because we told them we won't be there till about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. And then we will come back later on today. And next week is the ashes. The spreading of the ashes on the river. So thank you for your prayers. Really, really, really appreciate your prayers for us. The Lord has been good and has kept us safe. But on to today. Today's was given a free topic, if you like, in your calendar, whatever the calendar is. And it gave us me the freedom to share what I feel in my heart, what I wanted to share. I wanted to share and bring a challenge to you from my life. What's on my heart, if you like, to you as friends, as brothers and sisters, I know. And the question for you, first one, is, shall we go into the first one? How many of you really like Spotting the different puzzles. Anybody? Oh, brilliant. Well done, well done, well done. I love doing that, but I'm not good at it at all, in any way. But it's a brilliant thing to do. It keeps your mind occupied. And no, we're not in a Sunday school class, but we will touch something like that today. And the next one, here's one for you to do this morning. Yeah? You didn't come to church to spot the difference, but it's part of the message. And there's a point there coming up later on. There are five, at least five, I think there are eight in there, I tried to figure out, but there are at least five in there that you can actually pick up. Now, I'm sure we won't do that, but I'll give you time to look at it. There are five in there. See if this works. No, it may not work. Five in there that you can look at. Let's go through them, shall we? Let's look at the first one. The first one. Can you see that one, first one? Can you spot the difference? Here's five. The first one is the one on the mark on the leg. All spotted? There are more screens there, and it's wonderful to see the extra screens there that you can see. The second one is where there is no flower. There's a red circle that's coming on the screen that I was hoping to point it to you, but you'll be able to do it. Get it? Yeah? You're talking to me today, yes? Brilliant. You're there with me, yeah. Okay, great. Third one is where there are dark green hedges. Yeah, can you see the difference? The fourth one is where there are no spots on the hands. Can you tell the difference? Yeah, you're there? Okay, and the fifth one is a spider right at the bottom, missing some of the legs, if you like. You got it? And I'm sure you'll work out some more that even I have not picked up. But brilliant. You got them all. Congratulations. Okay, let's move on to the next screen. Great job. Thank you very much for your help. But here's another one I have for you this morning. Okay? Tell me the difference on this one. Can anybody give me a difference on this one? You can see it. Thank you very much, though. Yeah? Anybody else? Well, let me make a confession to you this morning. I'm actually leading you up the garden path. I'm leading you up the garden path because I want to share a spiritual lesson with you this morning. It's not me who is telling the story. It's Jesus who is telling the story this morning. It's not talking about two houses, it's talking about two lives. What I want to do this morning is share with you three similarities. Now, most of you, I presume, have read this portion of Scripture at some stage in your life. I hope you have. But there are three similarities in these two houses. What are they? First of all, Jesus is telling a parable. Jesus is telling a parable. What is a parable? We'll be here till lunchtime. I can assure you that. Yeah? Okay. Now, you don't want to miss the food. I'm told there's some food today. Right? So we're picking up the wrong day to go away, but don't mind. What is a parable? Yeah, where's that? Yeah, a story that Jesus tells us with a spiritual lesson. A story to illustrate a spiritual lesson. And here, Jesus is talking not to children. There may be some children there, I don't know. But certainly he was talking to the adults who were there. So if you've got something in your mind that Pravin has come up with, a children's story, I would beg the difference. Jesus was talking to the adults who were there at that time. And he wanted to share with them three similarities in this house. This house is our two people's lives. And you know, houses never are built by themselves. And in true sense, houses are never built by children. They're built by professionals who build a house. For us, it's the life that we build. It's the life that you are building for yourself. How? Every decision that you and I make in this life is a brick laid in that house. Every decision that you make on a daily basis builds a brick. That builds the foundation of the life that we build. For you to come here this morning, on church this morning, you made a decision to come to church. Well done. Excellent. Right decision. But you built a brick in your life today. You could be 1 year old, you could be 5 year old, or you could be 100 year old. I don't know who is the oldest person in the church this morning. I don't know all of you. But praise the Lord. Every person makes a decision in their life. Not our parents, although they do help. We are the one who choose to listen or not to listen. Some of us will listen to this story this morning, the parable that Jesus said. Some of us will listen to it, get up, walk out of that door, and that will be the end of the story. Some of us will listen to it and maybe ponder for a little while, for a day or two, and then forget all about it. My prayer is that you will listen to this story that Jesus said and take consideration of what we are doing in our lives as we walk out of this door. Not today, not tomorrow, but for the rest of our lives. It's the choices that we make that makes a difference. Every day, in little things that we do, we make a choice. Our brothers and sisters in Christ don't build our lives. We do. We build our own lives. That's a message I would like to leave with you today. You are the one who is building your life by the actions that we take and by the decisions that we make and by the choices we choose. Some of them have decided not to choose to come to church this morning. Why? Because there are other things that they seem priority for them. But God has commanded us to be here in church, fellowshipping with one another. That's what God wants. Why do we do that? We do that because we encourage each other. We build each other. We strengthen each other. The first similarity was the houses were built by a person. The houses were built by a person. The second similarity is both the builders heard the same words of Jesus. All the people who were gathered around Jesus at that time, and I can only envisage what was going on in the nation of Israel at that particular time, as Jesus was telling the story, there were people there standing there, and both men and women who were there listened to the same story that Jesus was saying. You and I have heard the stories about Jesus Sunday after Sunday. You've seen the record of what Jesus has said in the Word of God. We can hear the Word of God through technology nowadays quite easily. Did you know you can pick up your phone and you can actually open up the YouVersion, whatever it is, on the Bible, and you can listen to it. There are absolutely no excuses for any one of us not to listen to the Word of God. There is absolutely no excuse for us to say, I can't read because my eyesight is bad. Or maybe we have another infirmity or whatever it is. My friends, technology is so high nowadays that you can actually open your phone wherever you are and it'll read to you. It'll read to you. We were really privileged. Every time we went to London, we put up a message. And just recently, I have to confess, I've been listening to Rick Warren. He's been absolutely excellent. He's talked about how setbacks can bring your comebacks. And everything that around us just recently has been nothing but a setback. And suddenly, God has decided to lead us to that particular site, to that app that we have, and we're listening to the messages, and it's absolutely brilliant and kept us going together. Friends, we have a choice whether we want to listen to God's word or not. It's a decision that you and I make that will either build a brick on in our houses or it won't. Everyone has the opportunity. The third one. Both the houses experience the same storm. Both the houses experience the same storm. And you can't say, Pravin, you know the God's word, so nothing will happen to you. Wrong. I'm just as human like anybody else. We all face problems in life. We all face issues that affect us. And for me, as I get older, I think NHS comes closer to me. I'm thankful for NHS, I really am. In 2016, when I had a heart attack, they were there within 5 minutes on a Sunday morning. And I thought, wow. And within an hour, I was on the operating table. We complain about NHS. We all do. But we're blessed with it. Not many countries in this world have this kind of system. But we all face issues. We all face health issues that we prayed about this morning. We all face sadness in our lives. We all face difficulties. No one is different to anybody else. Because sometimes we seem to think and say, he's okay, he can cope with anything. Or she can. But I'm different. We're not. We're all in the same boat. We all know what problems it is to face. We all face storms around our house. And we all know that some problems are really more difficult to handle than others. Some problems are different. But the point is, we all face issues in our lives. They may be simple, they may be big, but we all face them. And those who were listening to Jesus at that time faced the issues. But it'll show whether you're listening or not, what type of decision you will make from what you hear. When you listen to the Word of God, you will either listen to it, thank you very much, put the Bible on one side, or you will look at your Bible, you will learn from it, and you'll say, I've got to do something about this. Do we? Do we take the Word of God and read it and say thank you and put it on one side and do your prayers and walk away? No, the Word of God is there to teach us, to build us, to do something about it. It's not there for show. The two houses look very similar, and in fact they are. But in reality, they're not the same. They are not the same. Why? Because one is built differently to the other, as my friend has just told me. Now let me share with you, in Jesus' parable, there were three important differences. We've seen three similarities. Now let's look at three three important differences. The first one was, one builder was wise and the other one was foolish. That's what the parable says. One builder was wise and the other one foolish. The person foolish here is described as one who does not have grip on reality of life. If I wanted to build an extension to our property, first of all, I'd need Bindu's permission. That's for sure. Number two, I would choose a builder that is wise and not foolish. I would choose a wise builder because he knows or she knows what is happening. They are expert at what they're doing. What would you choose? What would you choose? The second difference is the houses were built in different places. The houses were built in different places. The one house, the wise man, built his house upon the rock. The other house was built by a foolish man, built on a sand. Very, very, very different. We all know that sand is not a foundation. The second house looks very similar to the first one, but in fact they're not. Why? Because the foundation of the house were totally different. The issue about the foundation is you can't see it. I don't know the foundation of your life. Neither do you know the foundation of my life. We all look beautiful on the outside and we all put our perfume this morning or the aftershave. But what is really happening deep down in your life? That's what Jesus was really talking about. Now you see, we're not talking about a children's story here. This is a very, very serious story. A serious message that Jesus is bringing out. The foundations of the house were absolutely different. They were not visible. That's the problem. They were not visible. And you'll agree with me that the most important thing in a house is what? It's the foundation. It's the foundation. The most important thing in your life has to be the foundation. Because it will make a difference when the storms come. The strength of the house relies on its foundation. The strength of our lives depends on the foundation on which we have built our lives. If we were to ask if I were to ask you, what is your foundation built on? A lot of people would turn around and say, I'm a Christian. I used to come to this, when I came to this country in the 1970s, I thought all white men were Christians. But it's not true, is it? Our lives are built on Jesus Christ, if we built it on a rock. Our color doesn't make us what our foundation is. What makes a difference is how you are building your life, no matter who you are. That's what makes the difference. The third difference. One house stood firm on the storm, but the other house collapsed. One house stood firm, and the other one collapsed. Why? Definitely because of the foundation it was built on. But you say, how can you tell the difference? You can. Now, there is no spot the difference. You can tell exactly what is happening there on the screen. When the storms of life come and our decision making starts taking place, when the storms come down and beats upon us, what is the way we built our lives start talking. You may not see it, but the person around you can see it. Definitely. There is no spot the difference. People will tell us, if you are belonging to Jesus Christ and you built your house on the rock, you will stand, because your strength is not in yourself, but in Jesus Christ. People will be able to tell where your foundation is. Can they? Can they? Do you really have your foundation built on a rock? The wise man built his house upon the rock. It stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and it collapsed. It was not the house construction that was different, because none of us could tell what the difference was on the outside. It was beautiful on the outside. They looked exactly the same. It was a foundation that made the difference. And that's the message Jesus was trying to relay at that particular time. He's asking us a question: what is your foundation in your life? It was a parable, a spiritual lesson that Jesus was trying to convey to the people who were there. This is the message that he left. Let's listen to some of the words that were read to us earlier on. Verse 21. It says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Make a note of what he's saying, really, because this is what Jesus is saying. Just by calling yourself a Christian does not make you a Christian. But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Some really serious words. The one who listens to the words of the Word of God, takes a brick, puts it into their lives and builds it, are the ones who are listening to what Jesus is saying. It's a serious message. Question is asking, are we listening to the Word of God? Are we using it as a brick to build it in our lives? What are we actually putting into action? It says it does the word of God. Most of us would like to call ourselves Christians, but are we putting the right bricks into action in our lives? Only those who are building their lives on the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Remember, we can't read the Word of God just for one day and put it away, and it'll last us till next Sunday. It doesn't work like that. If I eat for one day and not for 3 days, will that work? No, it won't. I need my strength on a daily basis. They might think I'm a Christian on the outside, but what's really going underneath? What kind of foundation am I building my life on? Jesus is talking about the foundation of your life and my life. And the question being raised here is Jesus the rock, the foundation of your life today? Oh yes, you'll say, yeah, I know Jesus Christ and I've been a Christian for X amount of years. Can I remind you, my friends, very seriously, verse 21. But only those who does the word of God, those who listen to God's word and put it into action, are the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Obedience matters. Obedience matters a lot in our lives. This is a serious message that Jesus is trying to share. Don't get fooled thinking it's a children's story. It's not. It's definitely a message for you and me. Some will choose to ignore it, but it'll be at their peril. So I ask myself, what can I really share with my friends here that will help them to listen and actually do something about it? What can I do that will really penetrate into your hearts this morning? Two questions is what I came up with. You will listen if it's important to you. You listen to this story, not by me, but by Jesus, if it's important to you. You'll listen to it, and if it's important to you, you'll trust it. True? You'll listen to it if it's important, and you will do it because you'll trust it. Well, let me give you a little example. Let me ask you this question, my friends. If you went to a doctor today, back to NHS, and your doctor says to you, I would like you to follow a particular course of prescription that I'm going to give you. If you don't, you'll be dead in a little while. What would your answer be? Don't answer me. Ask yourself. Oh, it's obvious, isn't it? It's so obvious. I'm going to listen to what my doctor says. I'm going to listen to the instructions that he gives me. Even to the letter of the law, I will make sure. So the question this morning is, do you believe what Jesus said this morning is true to you? Do you trust him? Why? Because the message of the parable is vital for your life and my life, individual lives. In fact, it is very, very serious. At one stage, it may be too late. Your answer will either lead you towards Jesus or away from Jesus. My prayer this morning is that you will think of what Jesus has said, and that it'll make a difference in your life. Not just by words, because we're all good at that. We all like to store everything up here. But actually in action, as Christians, it's a different world altogether. My prayer is that you will consider that in your life, and it'll make a difference in your life today. If there is at least one among you who would like to pray, come forward. I'm sure the leaders of the church will be up front, waiting for you to pray with you this morning. Think about your life. Ask those two questions to yourself. Do I trust Jesus? If so, is Jesus the rock, the foundation of my life? And am I actually obeying, living Christian, not just a talking Christian? Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that it's there for us to learn from. And Lord, I pray this morning for each one of us. Lead us to yourself. Help us to submit our lives to you. Help us to be honest with ourselves and give you all that we have. Help us to commit our lives to you. And we want to thank you for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Thank you for the blood that was shed, the new life that was given to us, and the power to live that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.